if you're diagnosed with breast cancer and it's caught early on, your chances of survival are excellent. Your doctor will almost certainly recommend surgery to remove the cancer, plus some radiation therapy to stave off the slim chance that the cancer may come back. But radiation comes with side effects, and while many people are willing to go through whatever it takes to make sure cancer is well and truly gone, a new study has shown there may be an easier way. One of the investigators was Bruce Mann, who joins me now. Welcome, Bruce.
Thank you, Tegan.
Tell us about the trial.
So the trial we did is the PROSPECT trial. It was sponsored by Breast Cancer Trials, the Australian and New Zealand Cooperative Trials Group. And our observation was that if you select a very apparently low-risk group, that's patients with small cancers that are not in the lymph nodes, do surgery and don't radiate, the risk of recurrence in 10 years is about 10%. Now, as well as that, we've known for a long time that if you do an MRI scan at the time of diagnosis, where a patient has an apparent single cancer, then an additional cancer or precancer is found in 10 to 15% of cases. No one's ever shown that doing these MRIs has been useful because people have been treated normally with radiation. But our hypothesis was that perhaps it's the additional lesions that weren't seen on a mammogram but can be seen on an MRI that are the cause of the local recurrences in patients who don't have radiation. And that led to the trial, which was we would do the MRI, and if it was clear that the cancer was a single unifocal cancer and at pathology it was low risk, then those patients were treated without radiation. We ran this trial. It was a multi-centre trial, but mainly at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. Over 7 years, 443 patients had an MRI. We found an additional cancer or precancer in 11%, which is what we predicted. And in 201 patients who fitted the criteria and were treated without radiation, at 5 years, only a single patient had a local recurrence, and a second patient had one at 7 years, which was far less than would have been expected had the whole group not had radiation, suggesting that our hypothesis may be correct, and this may be a way of identifying a group who can safely avoid radiation.
So it's that same 10%. You're predicting that the 10% that would have gone on to have recurrent cancer is perhaps the same 10% that come up with a hidden cancer on MRI. So why isn't MRI routinely involved when you're preparing to give someone surgery?
Yeah, so MRI, these numbers have been known, but when patients are treated normally, by adding the results in these very early cancers, as you said earlier, are excellent. And adding the MRI was found to delay the time to surgery, to increase costs, and in some series increase the chance that a woman would undergo a mastectomy without improving the outcomes. And therefore, it's the recommendation is not to do it routinely, because as far as we know, no one has ever put those two facts together and tested the idea that maybe it's those hidden lesions that cause the recurrence rather than something special about the cancer that one already knows about.
So can you did mention it briefly before, but what kind of cancers are we talking about here? We're talking about people who are diagnosed for the first time. It's not in their lymph nodes. It's a particularly, it's an existing low-risk group.
So the group were women over 50, whose cancers were less than 2 centimetres in size, not in the lymph nodes, and not the nasty triple negative type that seemed to behave much more aggressively, and some minor things, no invasion of the lymph vessels within the tumour and not a lot of precancer. These are quite common cancers that are found through breast screen, and it is a large group of women who have these cancers each year.
I mean, it's all well and good for an oncologist to say, oh, this one's like not a bad one, but if you're the person who's been diagnosed with breast cancer, you're probably freaking out a bit.
Sure.
Where's the balance with wanting to sort of really kill something dead and over-treating?
Yeah, I think there's a really, really good point, and it's why this type of research is very difficult. It's like some people call it de-escalation or perhaps optimization research. Everyone recognises that a lot of patients are cured without the additional treatments, but you have to be able to prove that. And so to do a trial to show that less treatment is as good as standard treatment is actually quite difficult. It takes brave patients who are prepared to do it. But our experience was that many patients were very keen to to reduce treatment if it seemed to be safe. Unfortunately, it has seemed to be safe.
What's the next step with this? You say it's 200 patients. Most of them were from a single centre.
Yes. Yeah, so a trial like this, before it really changes practice, we do need to make sure that it's not a one-off, that it can be replicated. So we need to extend the follow-up of the patients on Prospect, but also we need to follow it up with a multi-centre study, hopefully around Australia, New Zealand, and hopefully some international sites to show that this is something that can be replicated generally before it could be considered any type of standard care. Right now it's experimental, but it's very promisingly, the initial results are very promising.
We'll watch with interest. Bruce, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tegan.
Bruce Mann is Professor of Surgery at the University of Melbourne and Director of the Breast Tumour Stream within the Victorian Comprehensive Cancer Centre. I'm Tegan Taylor, and you're listening to RN's Health Report.